from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Will Anderson Jr., he spoke a couple of times, but I'm telling you, if you miss the interview with In the Loop, don't want to miss that. Get back. It was around 11 o'clock. He jumped on with In the Loop. So I would advise you go check that one out. I've seen some people here on YouTube and Twitch talking about how good that interview was. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy did a great job with that. So go check that one out. But Clint, that man again. That Aziz Alshire, that man again, they get to talking about him. They hit Will about a question about his importance. And Will Anderson, much like many of his teammates, much like his head coach, D'Amico Ryans, had ultimate praise. This was Will Anderson about his new middle linebacker.
What we've been missing, man, he's that key piece in the middle of that defense that he has that mentality to take over. He gets everybody lined up. He loves football. He works hard, man. And he cares about his teammates. Like, he makes sure we're all good. He always checks on us, man. And that's the type of people that we have to have on this team. And he sets the example every day by everything that he does in the building, from the time he gets here, from the time he leaves. And I can't say enough good things about him, man. I'm so happy he's here.
And they are all over this guy. He said that missing piece, the thing we didn't have. I mean, they had a veteran in Perryman. They had him. But the thing they didn't have last year, the missing piece. This is now beyond a talking point. You get to everybody. They all light up and glow up like this about him.
Well, that's the interesting thing about him is I always go back to is he an upgrade over the way Blake Cashman, white guy, by the way, the way he
that
was.
That would be a great name.
Black Cashman?
Black Cashman.
That's what the whites used to do.
he was playing really, really well at the end. And Aziz Alshire is obviously a better player. But you got to get the money involved. Was it worth it or not? But then when you start hearing stuff like this about Aziz Alshire and the being the alpha in the room of telling guys to shut up and get lined up and do this right, do that right, move. You know what I mean? Just the alpha in the room. I don't know that I don't know that that was within Blake Cashman's grasp for this football team. I don't know that it's in his grasp for any football team. I don't know that he has that maybe if he goes out and plays at a Pro Bowl level a couple years, maybe he gets there. But I don't know that was in his grasp or in his reach, if you will. If Aziz Alshire is that guy, lead the league in tackles, but he's also a middle linebacker that is one of your main, if not your main communicator, that has a powerful voice, is a guy that is unbelievably disciplined and accountable off the field and on the field. In the locker room, he's a leader. Then all of a sudden, you may not have this in the player, because this is obviously an all-time great, but you've got that from an intangible standpoint, a Ray Lewis. A guy that, again, on that side of the football becomes the thermometer in keeping guys accountable, setting the tone, setting the tempo. If it's not right, he gets in that ass. If it's not right, he starts the drill over. If he's not right, he addresses the team when need be, the defense when need be. If that's the guy you're getting in Azeez Al-Shaair, plus a guy that can lead the league in tackles, yeah, that's a significant upgrade.
We hear a lot of the intangible stuff when people seem to kind of go towards the gets us in place, things like
that.
Yeah. You know, I remember one of the first things Will said about him was he got on his ass about jumping off sides.
Yeah.
Right.
And the crazy thing with that was, if you remember correctly, he said he had to, Will said he got in his ass after jumping off sides, but it was because Will gets in his own head and beats himself up about jumping off sides. He said, forget about it. We need you clear minded. We need you clear headed in this next snap. Put your hand in the
Will
dirt.
Was
Let's
like,
go.
What the hell?
Yeah, right.
So a lot of the intangible stuff I get, I found it almost really shocking when I, you know, compared to everything that we've been hearing here. And I'm going to be honest, Tyler said this yesterday, and Tyler, I'm right there with you. I don't know a ton about Azeez. I don't know a ton. Like, I've watched what I can watch. And, you know, I don't have an all 22 of every one of his plays. Yeah. So you know what I get. I get all of his great plays. I get all of the things and all the highlight stuff, all the stuff where he's driving and drilling people and hitting people and all of him at his best. But I found it really interesting, Clint, when they did, you know, they're doing the top 10 with coaches, executives, and scouts. We did it with quarterbacks. We talked about it yesterday with receivers. They did it with off-ball linebackers. And he was not anywhere on the list.
Top 10?
And not just top 10, Clint, but none of the honorable mentions or none of the others. Christian Harris wasn't on the honorable mentions or top 10, but he was in the others receiving votes.
Yeah.
Al-Shaair wasn't even on that. And like you said, he was fifth in tackles last year, total tackles last year. Everybody else that's in front of him was, I believe, is on the list. I'm really surprised, and this coming from coaches, executives, and scouts, you know, not just like, you know, medium, that they didn't have him in the top 17, really top 20 when you talk about others receiving votes. It kind of made me pause a little bit about, well, wonder why coaches and scouts don't view him as one of those top guys. I mean, you talk about close to leading the league in tackles, you would think.
Yeah. I agree. But you got one year of tape, and it was with a bad football team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.